You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two here on a Monday morning, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and of course, the Civic Media app. 34 in Green Bay, 36 in Appleton, 36 in Oshkosh. Forecast partly sunny with flurries. There's an F word for you right there, right, Chuck? Dang. Cold, high, mid-30s today, strong winds. What was it up to, Todd? 23 earlier?
It was, yeah, about that.
23, so the wind chill was lower 20s. A National Beer Day, National Beaver Day, Coffee Cake Day, Metric System Day, which we're big fans of, Chuck. We learned the metric system.
Yeah.
Do you know how many liters are in a gallon?
No.
Nobody knows. World Health Day, Parkinson Awareness Day, which is very important. Jackie Chan, 71, Russell Crowe, 61, Francis Ford Coppola. Hey, did you see he was chosen for a Razzie, worst director, worst movie.
Right.
And he went off. It's like, yeah, because I have the cojones to step outside of the, you know, the superhero type things that all movies are now and create an actual movie like we used to do. It's too bad people don't realize what movies used to be.
Right.
You know, so it's
good for
not
him.
A Marvel comic type thing.
Yep.
Yeah, good for him. Got a text here. The Damn Man. Have a great day, guys. Christina Marie. Any idea who that is, Chuck?
What's that?
Any idea who that is?
Yeah, I know good and well. Right. She's my number one daughter and only daughter.
You know what I think is cool? I follow her on Facebook. We're great Facebook friends. Boy, they are adamant to going up to Duluth and watching the ore ships come in.
That's part of their yearly event. And now they got the new Youper to go with them,
I know. So, brings the two little boys up there?
Yep. Oh, they love it. Yeah.
Oh, so, that's cool.
Yeah. Yep.
You got to plan it, though. Maybe she's done it when the Alpina comes in right behind us here. That is mine, because my granddaughters, they haven't seen that one yet. Just the small boats that go by out here, they think that's cool. But to see that Alpina, something that huge, come through right here, that's something to see.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly.
And we don't realize how big those things are until you're that far away from them.
And how tricky it is to get in here.
Yeah.
That's already hit that dock. I mean, the city deck. It's really an angle. Everybody looks at it, they think it's just a straight shot in. It really isn't, but you've got to come in to unload.
Yeah, it's a lot of skill there.
Yeah, it is. A lot of skill to come in. So.
There's a lot of worse jobs I could have. Being one of those barge pilots when they take the ships in, that wouldn't...
No.
It's amazing one guy's doing that, too.
Yeah. I know.
Yep. I mean, a lot of confidence there, a lot of skill. Yep.
But you got to be up close to appreciate the magnitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we had a guy one of our first days here. We had somebody on talking about that. Like, one ship is worth how many semis? Like, 100 semis?
No, 900. No,
900 semis? Yeah. I mean, it's like mind-boggling what they carry.
What that takes off the road and how much more efficient it is than
you're carrying such a heavy load all in one thing. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate what you do, Chuck, working at the Ocano Dam, keeping everything safe. You and I are going to be at along with some of our other really special friends, we're going to be at a seminar at UW Green Bay today. And they do it, I think, every year or every 2 years. It's a lifetime learning program, which is really cool, where you can just sign up and whatever you might be really have an interest in, you can sign up for these 2-hour classes. And I've hosted, I think this is about my fifth one that I've hosted, and you've been part of my thing before. And it's just really cool, just a chance for people to come in and hear from you guys and ladies firsthand what it was like in the wars. And I always try to get a variety. And we've got yourself representing Vietnam Marines. Got a young man who lost a leg in Iraq, kind of representing all the wounded and what you battled back from that. Got a Gold Star family. I got Nicole from out there talking about all the different benefits for veterans and everything. So we really try to, like I said, try to get a wide swath. And again, I find this kind of amazing, but you Vietnam guys went about 40 years without saying a word. And now that you realize, holy cow, people do want to hear about this. We want to hear living history. It kind of opened up a new world for you guys in some ways, hasn't it? Oh, and sure. Please don't take, I'm not saying, oh, I got your time. I'm not saying that. But so many guys have told me, don't even bring it up. And you told me it's in the book. When you said, when you're first married, if the news came on, there's anything about Vietnam, you asked your wife to turn it off right away. He's tried to like, but now I think it's a wonderful thing. You're educating people. You're not a history teacher. You're a history survivor. And I think that makes a big difference. So I just want you to know how much I appreciate you doing these kind of things.
Well, I appreciate you and what you do for all of us veterans. You know, the people that are, I say our welcome home was bad.
Right.
You know, I think, and the things that happened not only affected us, you know, you came home and my idea was just lock it in the back of your head.
Right.
But fortunately, I found the right woman to marry.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, she sure. And I know Rich Karki.
Yeah.
Same way. Yeah. A mutual friend of ours that I met through your book, obviously. Yeah. A great guy. And, you know, you can share this kind of getting back into the swing of things, trying to put it behind you, but it never goes away, you know, and for people to understand when somebody stops and says to me, thank you for your service. I appreciate that.
Somebody told me once, I thought there's a great term. He said, we have learned to put under the surface, but we've never been able to bury it deep enough that it can't pop back up.
That's correct. Yeah. I mean, and I think the thing that I really give, I'm so fortunate to have run into you in the course of my life, because with your book, I got obviously the old reliables. There's Wolfie and Ron and Ken now too, and then a Rich Karki, obviously, and a group of guys that when we get together, we share our experiences, which is like it's a group therapy, literally.
And you know, another thing is when I called you last week, I was interviewing the gentleman in Oshkosh, the Marine who went through, like they ran out of ammunition, so they grabbed rocks and pretended that they were grenades and chased the NVA while singing the Marine Corps hymn. He says, I'm not lying about this. Our first guy started doing it. It's like, you idiot, shut up. And then it's like, you know what? If I'm going to die, I'm going to die running into the jungle after those NVA, throwing rocks at them, singing the Marine Corps hymn. I'm going to do that. And the NVA backed off because they thought the guys were nuts. But when I told him, and he lost his wife to her divorce, whatever. And when I mentioned about having lunch with you guys, he's like, when, where, how, what, can we do it this week? I mean, he's so excited to meet you guys. There's such a brotherhood that you people have. It's indescribable.
Yeah, and I think that was the biggest thing for the first, 10 years or so. I didn't even know a lot of fellows that lived in my own community had been to Vietnam. Some of my friends. And then that all started with that teacher in, she was like 13. She taught civics in O'Connor Falls High School. And she was the one who got kind of that ball rolling. She'd have crisis of the 20th century. She'd go through World War II, obviously, and then Korea and Vietnam. When she got to Vietnam, that was her war. She experienced it as a child. So she put a little extra effort into it. And I went to it. They'd have, and usually in January, and you'd go to a get together at the high school for, and there, I met a lot of Vietnam veterans I never even knew, and we got to be. And then finally, we she invited me into her classes to talk to their
Okay, do you want to hear your words in my voice for a special thing Todd and Amanda here have put together for?
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I will just say this: I have a computer glitch right now that I have no mouse, but I'll try and get that taken care of.
But what I'm saying is that on my computer, you want me to just play and put
if you want to, sure, we can start it off that way.
Yeah. Just want you to hear this, okay, Chuck? Because this is explain what we're doing with this, Todd. Who it's brought to you by and everything?
Yep, it's remembering Vietnam. It's the anniversary of the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War. And so what we decided to do is get some local people who served and tell their stories online. You can find it anytime at wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on Remembering Vietnam, and it's brought to you by The Dispensary.
Let's see if you recognize this at all.
For the Civic Media app,
I think you're playing the live thing at the bottom, which is not what you want. You can stop that there.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What should I do now, Todd?
There's a little play button on the actual screen.
John's very high tech.
Nope, that's not it. No idea what's
right where we
there.
Left off.
Todd,
I'll tell you what. I'll work.
Could you help me?
Maybe during the break you could come in and do this, and we could just.
Well, I thought it was just pushing the button. I didn't know it was going to be so complicated.
Yeah, that's.
He made this so complicated for me.
I bet
now
you
it won't shut off,
Johnny. I bet you he comes in here and pushes the button and it works.
Fill for me for a bit. I'll try and get it for the next segment.
Okay.
But isn't that great that you did get to meet people through even civics classes
and
teachers?
Yeah, and that was my kind of coming out because then she asked me to talk in front of those kids.
And I want to make a plug for it. I'm here to talk about you, but this whole it's not called Learning in Retirement anymore. What's the name of it?
Now you got me on that.
Okay.
Lifetime Learning.
Lifetime Learning, and it's put on by UWGB, and I think they have, 200 courses?
Something like that. It's crazy how many they have.
Everything, because there's people that can be, maybe our age that, I don't know, you hear about it, but you really don't know deep thing about it. You might see things on the news, maybe read a book or two, but they go deep on everything, and it's the real deal. Like, we're talking about this Vietnam, they're bringing you in there to talk about it. You know, a guy who was actually out there with a gun, and when you learn about, there's everything. There's things on barbershop music. They bring in people who've done that. They bring in people who have things on cooking, things on different parts of the world, people who've lived there.
It's fly tying.
Right.
I mean, it's incredible.
Just really, some of it costs money. Some of it doesn't. Some of it is a series of classes. Some of it's one. It's just a great thing to have in Green Bay. And that's put on by UWGB. And we've had their director on our show a couple of times. And
it is. It's great. Nice to be. Like you say, it's very interesting,
right.
to hear it from the perspective of somebody who actually walked the walk.
Right.
Yeah. If I wasn't hosting this, I'd be there as a visitor, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
as somebody
exactly.
sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
So I'd love to hear your stories.
When we decide we're going to take more time off, I'm definitely getting into a whole bunch of those things because it's so interesting.
Yeah, it certainly is. Yeah.
And you mentioned about your daughter, but so many of the guys said it was their kids asked them to come and speak, and they're like, no. Because it was still something, but they couldn't say no to their grandkids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that funny?
Yeah, exactly. So it is. It was just nice to be able to share some of that and to realize that these young kids, there's a big age gap between me and them, really were interested.
Oh, yeah. You know?
And they ask such innocent questions, don't they?
Yeah,
the number
good.
Thing, were you scared? Wow. We're going to set a quick break. When we come back, you might hear Chuck Whalen. Excerpt from our brand new segment here. Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a not-so-nice-looking, a little chilly Monday morning, 34 in Green Bay, 36 Appleton, 36 Oshkosh. High today in the mid-30s. I'm here with Chuck Wellens. We've got the Mayor of Marinette coming up, Steve Guinnessot and Sean Katzbeck, City of Marinette. They do fantastic things there.
When you look at their website, you would think that's a lot bigger city.
Yeah,
they are. They've got so much going on all year. They're like a tour of this, right?
You know what they've got there?
What do they have?
You're not going to believe this. A pavilion.
A pavilion?
They do. It's on the other side. Are you teasing me?
Yeah. Because I wanted to go, I've been in the UP.
You did.
I was in that town. I was in that town. It's got a pavilion.
It's on the other side.
I said, no one has a pavilion in it. Yeah. That was Wisconsin. Oh. Got a text here. Tuning in to Sergeant Wellens this morning while on a quick vacation in Phoenix. Ron.
Send the weather.
Yeah.
Right.
So you got that, Todd?
I do. I got it all set up for you.
We're going to play this. It's our Remembering Vietnam segment. We're going to be running this all year on the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War. These are excerpts from Chuck's story in our book, in my book, 50 Strong, and we're going to be doing it with lots of veterans throughout the course of the year. Here's the first one. When I first got to Vietnam, I thought very little of the enemy. Many of us were that way. We didn't think they were as well equipped as us, didn't have our training, and so on. But man, when they hit us the way they did on the night of January 21st, 1968, the start of Tet, that's when I really saw their ability to fight. Wow. As horrible as it was, afterward, you had to respect the way they fought. They had a lot of drive. They were fighting for a cause in their own country. The hard part for us is that you'd be so miserable on patrol. You'd be loaded down like a mule. You're in the hot jungle. There's leeches, mosquitoes, everything there combined to make it just torturous. All you would do is think of home. That was your diversion. Keep your mind off of how miserable you were. Then all of a sudden, they would ambush you. So you go right from boredom to being scared as hell. And then you would hear screaming and somebody yells, "Corman up!" Now you knew one of your guys was hit. There's a little excerpt. Like that?
Yeah, you betcha.
Good. Glad. Honored to do it, my friend.
Yeah, well, thank you very much, Ron.
And next week, I think we're going to have one of those Corman on.
Oh, decent.
Who said he's never had to buy a drink in his life if there's a Marine in the bar.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Yeah, they were up there, right along with the helicopter crews, you know. I mean,
yep.
Them were the two ones that really impressed me.
And, you know, my World War II guys, when they were on bomber things, they said if they found out somebody was in a fighter pilot doing escort, you know, for them, drink for free. Put your money away. It's no good here.
You knew who had your back.
Yep.
Oh. So.
We got this here. Skylar and River are enjoying listening and watching Grandpa Wellens on the show.
Excellent.
Andrew.
My son lives in Maribel.
There you go.
By the caves there, yep.
Outstanding.
Yep.
That's one place I've never been. You ever been there?
Oh, yeah, a lot of times.
I got to go there. Yeah. Todd, haunted?
Never. Never been there.
Haunted, though, aren't they?
That is great.
I don't know.
When we were kids, we went there a lot. It was hot. It's always cool there, too, right? Yeah. I mean, if it's 90, it's going to be, 65 in there. Maribel Caves, County Park, that's great. It's free.
You know, I'm one of those guys, though, get all this stuff. You know, I'll drive 4 hours to the UP to go to some place that is like 18 minutes away from me here. Like Maribel Caves. What's the park out in Ledgerus? Fonteric or something? Fonteric Park? Beautiful waterfall.
The password is.
Yeah.
No one knows.
You know, but you know what I mean? It's one of those things back, where I know people in Green Bay that have never been to the Packer Hall of Fame.
You know, that whole thing, you know, be a tourist in your own town, that's kind of important that we do that again. We did that 20 years ago, and you'd get your passport stamped. You'd have to, you know, go pick it up somewhere and then get it stamped and turn it in. You get, I think it was 2 tickets to a Packer game. You get something, but... the botanical gardens. I mean, just people haven't been there. And just like you said, the Wickwiac Falls, just things that, I don't know, I guess we're too busy or.
But yeah, we'll travel.
Yeah, you say, well, it's right there. I can go anytime I want. I know. You know?
And a lot of that stuff is free.
Yes, I remember one time I was talking with Ted Stefaniak, and they're big into traveling and going to waterfalls. Right. And there's things. And he was telling me about where I go, where was that? It's like 8 miles from my house. Literally.
That is true.
You know what I mean?
But even we talk about Two Rivers, which is not far at all, but I mean, that beach
it's a beautiful
that's
town.
Like, that's California beaches. It's just sand.
Well, until my son Andy moved out there, I'd never been to Two Rivers in my life.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I didn't know that little ice cream place and a museum existed.
Exactly.
And it's been, well, we had a girl on, or not a girl, one of our ladies, Terry Barr. She does a statewide program. She was trying to find stores that have been around for over 100 years or whatever. The number one she found in the state, Two Rivers.
Traders.
Yeah, right in your backyard.
Family owned. 5 generations. Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just cool stuff everywhere. And like you said, you always travel. We got to go there and see this. Let's just see it right here.
Let's go see the second biggest ball of yarn. Hey, Todd, tell everybody where they can hear those segments, please.
Very simple. Go to either one of our websites, wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. You will see at the very top a picture that says Remembering Vietnam. You click on that. That will take you to the latest excerpt that we are sharing on air and also online. But you'll hear the whole story online, and you can read it as well. And there's going to be some pictures on there of some of the men and women that we feature.
And that's brought to you by?
The Dispensary. All those great guys and all those great locations in Northeast Wisconsin.
So there you go. We're going to try to do that year-round, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's going to be through the end of the year.
End of the year.
Yep.
So we're going to get a bunch of you guys on, Chuck.
Excellent. Yeah.
You know who else I'm going to make sure I get on, though? Some of the women I have in there.
Yeah.
In regards to, like, the one who her job, and it was, they fought for these positions. You would think, oh, man, that'd be scary. Her job was going to Hanoi and taking back the POWs.
Yeah. Wow. That was very interesting. Yep.
And you, she's, it was funny, though. She's like, you know, oh, my, these poor guys, they've been tortured. There's these, they wanted a party. Yeah. The one guy's late night and goes, hey, I'll see you at the Oak Club tonight. Officers Club. She goes, oh, sir, you won't be in the Oak Club. You're going to be in the hospital for about a week. They're doing testing. She goes, ma'am, I just spent 5.5 years getting my butt kicked from North Vietnam, chained to Aldrin. Can you tell me the person's that going to keep me out of the Officers Club tonight? I want to meet that man. Yeah. They were just like, let's party.
Well, like that one fellow that was the POW, Jerry Gerntz.
Yeah, he's a great friend of ours.
He's from Suring area, but what an interesting story. And, yeah. And the guy's got, you'd think he'd be bitter or kind of, but he's just a super nice guy. Easy, he just talks about it, you know, very casual. Yeah.
And I talked to him one time. I said, what was that like being back in the farm, sitting in the farmhouse, your first dinner, your first, you know, after all these years? I think it's pretty good. I think I was borrowed the car to go out that night or something. I mean, it was like, you know, you think it'd
another
be this,
day.
Oh, my God. But they're just like, we're good.
Yeah, I mean, amazing. Okay, I gave up 5.5 years of my life, but I'm picking up now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Chuck Wallace, my special friend. He's going to be joining me today at UW Green Bay for our seminar we're doing, Lifetime Learning. When we come back, a couple of the hot guys from Marinette. Back after this. They say it can't be won the way the game is run. But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Senator Ron Johnson has concerns about President Trump's new tariffs. In interviews with The Hill and NPR, the Wisconsin Republican said the U.S. has offshored a lot of critical manufacturing and has not been fairly treated by many trade partners. But Johnson said that the tariffs are, quote, reasonably high risk, end quote, and could make Wisconsin manufacturers less competitive when they try to export. Wisconsin employs 19% of its workforce in manufacturing, twice the national average. Wisconsin said he also wants constituents to keep him, quote, totally informed about how tariffs are affecting them. Seasonal allergies impact 1 in 5 kids in the United States, and quite a few of us adults. With the coming of spring, many will start seeing symptoms like sneezing, watery or itchy eyes, runny noses, and sniffling. Today in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh, due to the snow this morning, the pollen count is just a mid-level 5.8. However, as the temperatures warm up this week, the counts will go to the medium-high level. The current allergens are maple, alder, and juniper. One person was seriously injured when a motorized bike they were riding in Appleton was struck by a car Saturday night. Police say they were interviewing a group of people they saw recklessly riding their bikes near College Avenue and Appleton Street. One person fled, rode into traffic, and was hit. No further details have been released. Oshkosh Defense, a subsidiary of the Oshkosh Corporation, landed a $95 million order from the U.S. Army for what is described as modernized, autonomy-ready, palletized load systems. A press release says these systems promote improvements to soldier safety and broaden battlefield awareness. The order is part of a $1.5 billion 5-year deal between the Army and Oshkosh Defense. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Hey, Todd, we're just one more thing about Chuck's Veteran Spotlight.
Yeah.
Just want to say once again, we've got a couple of really great sponsors for our veteran-type programs. Can you give them a quick plug?
Well, yeah. Olson Legal Group, of course, down in Oshkosh in Berlin. Nate is a veteran himself, and he's stepped
up. Wounded? Yep. Purple Heart recipient?
Absolutely. And he stepped up, and he allows us to give that veteran salute every week here on Mino and the Mayor. And then again, the dispensary is bringing you those great Remembering Vietnam features that we have on air and also on our website. So make sure and check those out.
Absolutely. Now we got a couple of very special guests. Sean Katzbeck, the hottie toddy of Marinette.
There you are.
The mayor of Marinette, Steve Genesut. Gentlemen, thanks for getting up early and making the drive down to town. How are you doing?
Good, very well.
Good to have you here. So is this guy your, like, remember back in the days of Nixon, it'd be like B.B. Rebozo?
Yeah. And then, who would I put him at?
I'm just Bozo. Ehrlich man. Is he like your guy? With
he's
that,
the guy
like,
to promo.
Whatever needs to get done.
Whatever. We'd ask Sean, and hey, we need to do this.
Don't tell us what you're doing.
Right. Don't come back. Just get it done.
Yeah, I'm Bozo, not BB or anything. just Bozo.
So, Mr. Mayor, how are things going up there?
Good. We're busy. We're, you know, trying to push getting shipbuilding going. As you know, the focus nationwide is build more ships. We've got, you know, Fink and Terry, biggest employer in town. Of course, we got a lot of other employers, but, you know, 1,500 people direct hires and another 1,000 come in every day. So for a small town of 11,000, we got a lot going on. Trying to get housing
another
and everything 1, else.
Another 1,000 what come in every day? Applications?
1,000 people. So what, 2,500 come in to the city.
Oh, I got
1,500 work there and about another 1,000 and then, you know, come in some
we shuttle people up there. People shuttle from Green Bay up, I mean, from all over.
Absolutely. But yeah, I think the housing market has been tough. We're trying to build houses and get people to come up and stay, be part of the community. And so that's our challenge. You know, you get a big shipbuilding company and other employers trying to get people to come live in.
I still think that area from Oconto North, after talking with our real estate people that we bring in, and they still keep getting calls from the Chicago area, wherever area, whatever area, and they all, I want water in Door County. Well, there isn't any. Yeah, it's kind of at that point.
No,
Well, where else do you have water? I said, well, look at the bay, the whole thing. And people are starting to discover Oconto through Marinette Menominee.
Prices are a lot more reasonable. I mean, we love Door County. We love where we're at, but we're a lot more economical.
Absolutely.
And then for these kids, I don't know if they call them kids, people in the shipbuilding business, that's a decent wage.
Those are good paychecks.
I mean, it is. So they to get starter homes, which you know, we just fell off the wagon a little bit through COVID for a lot of reasons. I understand labor and supply chain and just taking some time off, didn't know what was going to happen in the economy. But we have to get caught up on that. But with the shipbuilding, I mean, that's not retail. That's a good job.
No.
And so once you get caught up, I think you might really skyrocket some of that population there.
I think there's a lot of good paying jobs. The trades are, you know, a big thing right now, and the technical colleges are working hard to try to get people in the trades again, get trained, and you know, they are working hard, and you know, good jobs, like you say, good paying jobs.
If you're a welder, if you get a welding degree, you got a job, don't you? I mean, you just got a job.
Yeah, and it's big money.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not nickels and dimes.
Make a little bit more than the mayor.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Here too. Just they just
with overtime, you can really crush it. I mean,
they can. Those are 6-figure jobs with overtime.
They are.
That's
they
unbelievable.
And they're starting.
I'm so happy for them.
Right in high school, they're starting to train. You know, get them into technical college. It doesn't have to be like a 4-year degree. It's, you know, like you say, a year, 2-year degree. You know, a certificate, and you're ready to go and make money.
Yeah. And back in our days. We're per same era.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, no, yeah, he's not going to college. He's going to a tech school. He's going
No.
It's like, nowadays, holy crapo.
So I worked for Marinette Marine for a while, and you watch those welders.
Yeah.
That is an art unto itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they're spreading butter. And it's just like, wow, that is cool.
And look, 4-year colleges are fine, but there are people who go to a 4-year college and then go to the technical school.
Yeah.
Because they learn how to do something and they're employable. I mean, that's a great thing. So how about events? I mean, you know, when you have a city, you got to have jobs, but you also have to have the amenities.
Yeah. So we just recently signed, and I'm working on a lot of different things, but we just recently signed an agreement with the American Pro Boaters Association.
This is so exciting.
This is very cool.
Yeah. And what's cool about it is that we are getting boating boat races, but like the hydroplaning boats. So, I mean, these things go anything from the average. What I was told is that it's going to be about 70 to 100 miles an hour, depending on straightaway curves. And what we're going to do is shut down a portion of a street so that people can watch right on the riverbank as these boats are racing.
Right by the parks there? I mean, where the
running the river by the dam. The dam that was just ahead of us here.
Right above. So right above the dam, there we have two dams, and they like that area the most because it's pretty much segmented off. We're not going to have any viewers because they have problems with people getting in their boats trying to get closer to the races.
Oh, geez.
This won't happen because it's between two dams, and we have the area, according to them, to be able to make these races happen.
Can I rent a little kiosk? The bookie boat racing.
This is
showing
high attendance.
This will be great.
So popular.
Can we get Jim and John out there like on the first fast boat? They'll welcome everybody.
Let's do it.
And what I like about a couple things I like about this, but it's different. I mean, there's a lot of great music festivals.
That's what I always try to look for.
Right.
Something different and something though that's sustainable.
Yeah.
And what we decided to do, and this was actually the mayor's idea, is we wanted to include Marinette somehow in it. So it's the Queen Marinette Run the River races. They're running the river, these races, but we're including Queen Marinette in it because she's a cornerstone of our community.
Right. Wow.
I'm with Mayor Steve Genesot and Sean Katzbeck, City of Marinette, talk about a great event. Whenever you come in here, you not only sell it well, but they are great events. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about your Blues Fest and the food you're having there and the different things at your events. When you guys do stuff, you guys put a lot into it.
But, you know, I try to research it, and I try to look at, like Mayor, like you said, Mayor Schmidt, the thing is that it's got to be unique, right? I want to make it a little bit different and something fun for the community.
What else is cool about this is there's other communities that cannot do this because they're not on the water.
Exactly. Right. They're missing one major element. Right.
Let's see Lambeau Field pull this off. You know, it ain't going to happen. Exactly. So that's great. I mean, congrats
on this. Where are the people from? The racers?
So that's another cool thing is that they're saying that about 500 to 600 people, but they're mostly south in Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. There is some people up actually in Green Bay. One of the people who's on the APBA board who I've been working with, she's from just outside of Denmark. So she's from Northeast Wisconsin, but most of them are from outside the area, which then helps our hotels, helps our eateries.
We would love to get her on sometime.
Okay.
That'd be great.
I'm assuming this is a festival, food trucks.
Yes, food trucks.
Beer tents. And
we've got food trucks already set up. We've got beer tents set up with also obviously water, pop, all those things as well. Yep. And then, you know, I'm talking right now also with thinking maybe a DJ just so that we have something in between, you know, some live music, just something to kind of bridge those areas that might be a little slow.
How fun is that?
So I was just thinking,
we both walked each other.
We got
a guy here.
Pete just got your new gig. And it's free.
And we know Pete.
Right.
Yes.
So what is this?
This is June 6th, 7th, and 8th. So on the 6th, they'll do testing, and they'll also do just checking out the course.
Which I got to be honest, even that's fun.
Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Time trials.
Yeah. And then on Saturday, both the 7th and the 8th will be the races. And there are 18 heats, 9 in the morning, 9 in the afternoon. Well, in the morning, they start at noon. So noon until 5:30 are the races both days.
Who came up with this?
I did.
Sean's got great ideas. He just kind of runs with it, you know. Yeah. Hey, this would be cool for Marinette.
Yeah, wrong answer. The mayor did.
The mayor?
No.
Bingo! You're right.
No, that's a whole group of us put this stuff together. You know,
I know. You got to have a good team to do it.
Otherwise, our head gets too big.
And, you know, he's got a lot to learn.
Well, he's going ahead of me. You know,
got a lot of sucking up to learn.
Absolutely. You know what? It's not too early to talk about your Blues Fest. We had a great singer in here last week. She came down from Negaunee just to come on this show. It's a Flat Broke Blues Band.
I'll have to,
they are fantastic. Would love to play your event.
What was awesome last year, after the event, I got phone calls from people from Chicago saying, hey, we'd like to play your event. I was like, wow, okay, we're finally getting some traction on this thing.
Right.
Awesome.
It takes time to build these things.
Yeah.
But that definitely was a good one. How's everything else in your hotels building? What else is going on in your community? I haven't been, quite honestly, it's been a little while.
Well, you know, a couple of developers that are doing some work up there, they say, you guys are kind of a little hidden gem. You know, we kind of drive
through. That's nice
to hear. 41.
Absolutely agree.
And, you know, we're trying to grow the, you know, from retail to housing to, you know, community events. We're doing a lot of construction in downtown. We've got still world-class fishing. Everyone's up there right now on the river. And
do you have a tournament this year?
Yes.
Yeah, we actually do. Cabela's coming back. Bass Pro. It's the actually the last one. It's the championship.
Yep. Oh.
So it'll be the culmination of all, because they do a variety of them.
Right.
And then I think it's the top 35 boats will qualify.
Those prizes aren't too nice. Yeah. Cabela's? Like, it's not a fishing. It's not a Zebco. I mean, it's crazy what they give away there, the boats, the truck.
Oh, it's $130,000 worth of money in boats and well, technology. And
you hate to say it, but the prizes are so good. That's why some people tried to cheat.
Absolutely.
Down in Lake Erie. And they're in prison. Yeah. They weren't just slept.
No.
They are in.
People don't like care for that. No. When they're fishing,
They are lucky they got out of there that day.
Right. Yeah, that was
so hot.
Oh, it was smart for them to leave.
Just they snuck out, and then now they're in prison for doing it.
But that is, I think sometimes people don't understand what a great tournament that is. And we had that here, and just it's exciting, it's fun, and those guys are so serious, those fisher people, because there's men and women.
And the mayor's being, I think, a little bit, we are doing incredible when it comes to housing. We are getting housing that we desperately needed, and it's growing nicely. And what's cool is that started out, to your point, for the younger people, started out with just apartments, luxury apartments, things like that. But now we're rolling into single family. And
there you go.
Yeah.
You want them to live there. And if they have a home, nothing like it. Yeah.
Can you guys stick around?
Yeah.
We got royalty for Marinette in the house. Back after this. You never ever stay long. Wonder when you think about me. Always away to the next time, but I just can't let it be.
You never have. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a chilly Monday morning. 34 in Green Bay, 36 in Apton, 36 in Oshkosh. Got a quick text here. We just want to thank you guys for running promos for our fundraiser this past Friday. It was a pleasant surprise as I was listening to the guys in the morning and then heard the promos later. The event was a great success thanks to AmVets Post 57 and the great community. And you guys, many thanks, Kim Knorr, Veterans First of NEW Wisconsin. They've done a great job raising some funds and exposure for their great project.
It's nice that we get a chance to talk about our community. You know, I think people, other media outlets maybe get too busy to really lean so into this. And Marinette is, again, this great community, and you got what you have going for you is you got some great jobs up there. You talk about housing, apartments, and single family homes. Something we're struggling with maybe a little bit here in our community. How's education up there? Because that is something, boy, I tell you, the truth comes out in your kids, you know. And
that's a great line.
Public safety, right? Everybody looks for that, but after that, man, it's parks, it's schools. If you don't have that, we're not going to live here.
I mean, we're working at it. I mean, like a lot of communities, we had a UW pulled away, so we've got a technical college, which again is probably the biggest demand right now for jobs. But, you know, we're working just like every community to, you know, get money for the schools and hopefully keep education and grades up. And, you know,
I have to ask, with the shipbuilding that you do there, how is it application wise and what type of background will go to the top of the, you know, the stack of resumes?
You know, I think they're drawing from such a large area. It's not just Wisconsin. It's all over the country. We've got a lot of folks from down south that are coming up. You know, the key is, in between these motto changes, keeping that employment here, because, you know, they can go to the next job, and then once they're gone, it's hard to get them back. So that's what the new leadership is trying to keep. You know, for the frigate, that's the big one that's coming. And then how do we keep them here until that really fully ramps up, because we haven't really fully ramped up yet. And, you know, as a community, we're trying to, you know, gear up for this big influx of people. And, you know, it's kind of funny. You guys down here, you've got every kind of, you know, retailer and everything. We get a Starbucks up there a few years ago and everybody thought we were on the map. No,
yeah. So, yeah, but you got Mickey Lou's.
Yes, you can't take that away.
You can never take that away.
It's interesting what people look for, too. You know what I mean? It just is. But, I mean, you got work to do, but you're working it the right way. That stuff doesn't happen overnight. I mean, you know that.
No, and housing, I mean, we have, 108 units. They just are finishing up another 177 apartments, some single family coming. You know, we don't have the many contractors that folks have down here. So we're trying to, you know, get them to come up our community, build it, and they're filling them up. So we know there's demand.
But like if somebody got a degree from NEW and, you know, electronics or plumbing or welding or all those kind of things viable for working at the shipbuilding industry?
They are. Absolutely. Even the local folks that do HVAC and electrical and everything else, they can't find folks to, you know, some of them want somebody to transition their business over to. They've got an open, you know, book if you guys want to get a job. And
I want to be a welder. That's still my lifetime dream. These guys know the story. I set myself on fire when I was learning on myself, my crotchal region. It really did. I still got the shorts. My wife comes down the garage. She goes, "Oh my God!" I go, "What?" She goes, "You're on fire." I go, "Where are you?" She goes, I didn't know you were supposed to wear like a leather vest.
Yeah. So I used to work at Marinette Marine, and they sent me to welding class to teach me how to weld, because I was an electrician. We had to put these runners up above. And the worst part about it was that when you would do that, the sparks would fall down. You wouldn't know you were on fire.
Yes.
Until all of a sudden you were on fire.
Because it's kind of smolder first, and then it flared.
Yeah. Fire extinguisher should come over here. Right. Cool off, buddy. Cool off.
It was just like, you'd be like,
but thank you. You don't know it.
You don't realize it because you're wearing this black mask and you're trying to focus on this. And the next thing you know, you're, what is that on fire?
Exactly.
Oh, it's me.
Sean, you just made John feel good today.
Yeah. Well, it's a brotherhood.
Yeah. It's a brotherhood.
I don't know. Mary, you think these guys had a lot of friends in the place?
I don't wonder. It must have been interesting times.
I just want to say on Marinette, it's not all welders, and I think we were kind of saying that. There's accounting jobs sales, there's marketing, there's finance. There's so many jobs up there. And I don't want to say you're a one-trick. There's so many other companies up there that you have, too.
I mean, we've got, a whole bunch of employers and Samuel Adams Pressure, Winsert and, Chem Design, and, you name it.
You know, I told you guys this. Right where I brought my three granddaughters and my daughter up last summer, we stayed in Marinette at the Best Western.
At the Best Western.
My old friend Tara used to run it.
Yeah.
Tara Rintamaki.
Yeah.
It's her maiden name. And
sounds like my... a bus driver,
Levyoki. There you go, good fit.
Bus number one.
But so at that night, the pool was close to the hotel because new owners, whatever. And we just walked around that park and run the thing and with the. My granddaughters love. They're from Madison, where you've got. They just loved that park and that area and being close to those ships and everything. They just thought that was really cool.
Well, and it's kind of funny because, we don't even appreciate it. You really look at it. We've got $500 million ships. There's like three of them in the river there we're building. And
they're like, can we go on those?
Yeah.
They don't do tours.
I don't think we have clearance.
Do a little welding, though. Maybe the shipyard will let you in.
There you go.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be fun.
Employees. Right?
Yes, that would be great.
And I just want to give a plug to your website and people to look that you have going on. I was on there yesterday, and I was like, wow, it's...
Sean's kind of put as much stuff on there so people can look what events going on.
It goes on and on.
So we have two. We have one for tourism, which is fishonmarinette.com. But our city website, which we just had redone, that really looks awesome. It's marinette.wi.us.
Yeah.
But again, just off the top, speedboat races.
Yeah.
Blues Fest.
Yep.
Professional Fishing Championship.
Yeah.
That ain't bad.
And we've got some more to come that I'm working on that I think will be a lot of fun. And once again, trying to find that unique niche.
And great jobs.
And great jobs.
Right. You guys are awesome. Mary Steve, Genesot, and Sean Katzbeck, City of Marinette. Great things happening in that town. Back after this. Here's some of that harmonica.
the national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.